Shoftim Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes. Gideon has gotten ready for battle with Midian with his mere 300 men against 135,000 of the enemy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning a large public miracle that everybody will be able to say, particularly the Jews who have some problems in lacking faith, that this is a miracle and a salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayihi balayla hahu, and so it was on that night, if I remember correctly, on Pesach in the Haggadah, when we sing Vayihi b'chatzos halayla, this is one of the miracles that is cited that happened in the middle of the night. Vayomer elav Hashem, and Hashem said to Gideon, Kum raid b'machane, arise and go down into the camp. So kum, get up with zrizus, get up with energy and alacrity and faith. But yet raid, go down into the Midianite encampment, because their encampment was down in the valley, so it was below them physically. Kinesativ biodecha, because I have handed that encampment over into your hand. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Gideon down for a little bit of recon in advance? So the Mefarshim say, because Hashem realized clearly and saw into our hearts that Gideon was nervous. When he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent back almost the entire army, 31,700 men have been sent back, and he's left with only 300, so he became nervous again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reassuring him, I'm not angry with you, you are definitely going to have victory. With these men, you're going to be victorious. So he gave Gideon yet another sign. Gideon seems to be a person who needs reassurance and signs. We know Yehoshua was a tremendously competent and skilled leader, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him at least 6 or 7 times, Chazak ve'amatz. So we all need reassuring now and then, especially in the face of overwhelming odds. So now go down into the Midianite encampment, sneak down, Pasuk Yud, Vim Yorei Atol Oredes, and if you are afraid to go down into the encampment, that's a reference to his other fears that he has in his heart at the time, Raid Ata Ufura Na'archa El Hamachane, then you and your servant Pura bring somebody with you down into the encampment to listen to what you are going to listen to. Yudale Vesham Ata Mayidaberu. And then you will hear what they are saying to each other, what they are speaking. Ve'achar techezakno yodecha. And after that, your hands will become strong. So you will be reassured by what you hear, even if you are nervous right now. Yoradata b'machane. And you will go down to the camp. So he repeats that again, that you will go down again. Vayerehu ufuro naro. And Gideon, tremendously faithful servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately does as he is told. So he and his servant Puro went down al kitzei hachamushim asher b'machane, to the edge of the chamushim, the armed men. We've mentioned that phrase before, back from Paro, who are armed at the edge of the camp, that were in the camp. So he's going to the encampment to hear a message that is going to be directed at his ears. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him, here it comes. And you're going to hear something that's going to strengthen your hands, that's going to leave you feeling tremendously positive. Why Pura the servant? Because he is going to help interpret what he hears. Pasuk Yud Beis, Umidyon va'amolek v'chol b'nei keden noflim bo'emek ko'ar be'lorov. And beautiful phrasing to really give us the visual sense of what's happening. At least one listener has said he doesn't understand why these haven't been made into movies before. They're very cinematic. Umidyon and Amalek and all of those of the east, all the anti-Semites gathered together, Noflim Ba'emek, had fallen. Ba'emek sounds like it's in the valley, but it's more like had fallen upon the valley, like locusts in number. So just as a plague of locusts, a plague of flying creatures descends on the valley, that's what they have done, and filled up the entire valley. And how many? Vilig Maleyem a Misbar, so many that even to their camels they were without number that couldn't be counted. Kachol shal sfas hayom larov, like the sands that are on the shores of the sea. This was a promise to Klal Yisrael and to Avraham Avinu that his descendants would be like the sands of the sea. But now, unfortunately, that same phrase is being used to talk about the enemies of Klal Yisrael, who have befallen the suffering and oppression of the Jewish people. Now, the armed men at the edge are usually the bravest soldiers. And yet, even the bravest men are the ones who are going to be having the largest misgivings. So if Gideon hears from the guards at the perimeter, he knows that those who are hiding in the midst of the encampment are feeling even more nervous, and that's going to strengthen him even more.